presents I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Once again, we're in Brighton, an ancient seaside resort at one time alleged to hold magical powers for rejuvenating the elderly. And here to test this rumour further than really seems fair under the circumstances. Will you please welcome on my right Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And finally, please be warm and spontaneous for our lady who scores, the very lovely Samantha. We're going to start off with a round called Translations. From the very first moment over 1,500 years ago, when an invading Angle turned to an invading Saxon and said, "Hello," terrible weather for the time of year, isn't it? Our English language has maintained a strict open-door policy to all manner of foreign words, particularly French ones. Teams, I shall put to each of you some obscure foreign words or phrases, and I'd like you to provide a translation. Graham, you're going to go first. Après-ski.
Plaster of Paris.
Or I've finished the yoghurt.
Tim, yours is Bureau de Change.
Superman's telephone box. Thank you, Mother.
Barry, how about this one for you? Carpe diem.
Fish of the day.
Willie, one right up your street now. B-Day.
Right. 2 days before D-Day. Hence the old song. Ah, B-Day's here again.
Any more suggestions?
Avant-garde. Next to last coach on the train. Hors d'oeuvre. Ladies who hang around diesel pumps.
Non compos mentis. I don't think that's meant to be fertilizer. Eureka.
B.O. Sub judice, the Israeli underground system.
Okay, ready to go on?
A la carte, rhyming slang.
I've got to interrupt proceedings now to let everyone know that we shall this week be playing the well-known round in which I ask panellists to supply the names of the late arrivals to a random exclusive ball in the social calendar. And the ball I'd like your suggestions for, teams, the end of the programme, is the hairdresser's ball. So get ready to announce the late arrivals at the hairdresser's ball at the end of the programme. Meanwhile, we're going on to the next round, which is called One Old Song to the Tune of Another. This should not be confused with the latest Andrew Lloyd Webber musical. Which is, of course, two old songs to the tune. To the tune of 3 million. In this round, teams, I'd like you to please take the words of one well-known song and attempt to fit them to the tune of another. It's a musical round, so we've got very little choice but to involve the Colin Sell Sunshine Band. Barry, I want you to sing I'm Henry VIII I Am to the tune of Tchaikovsky's First Piano Concerto.
But of course... I'm Henry VIII, I am.
Henry VIII. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before. Everyone was an Henry. She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam. I'm her eighth old man named Henry. I'm Henry VIII. I am.
Over to you now, Willie, with the words of Mersey Doats and Dozy Doats to the tune of There'll Be Bluebirds Over the White Cliffs of Dover.
Mersey Doats and Dozy Doats and little lambsy divey a kiddly divey to.
Brings it all back, doesn't it? Graham, now, will you sing the words of I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts to the tune of the theme from Swan Lake?
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. There they are, standing in a row. Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head. Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Every ball you throw will make me rich. There stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roll a ball, a ball, a penny, a peach. That's enough of that.
Tim.
Oh, hello.
You're going to sing the words of She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain to the tune of Dance of the Hours.
Less, less.
She'll be coming round the mountain. When she comes, she'll be coming round the mountain. When she comes, she'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain. When she comes, singing aye-aye, yippee-yippee. I singing aye-aye, yippee-yippee. I singing aye-aye, yippee-aye, aye. Yippee, aye, aye, singing yippee.
Oh, sorry.
That was so good. I'm going to give you 10 points. Samantha's asleep, so she's not going to give you anything.
Bless her.
Serious now, there'll be few people that haven't delighted in that rich vein of poetry, that golden seam of emotion recollected in tranquility, to borrow a phrase of Wordsworth's, that can be yours to give for no more than a few pence when you purchase a greetings card from Athena Limited. Which brings me to our next round, which is entitled Special Occasion Cards. Deems, I'd like you to suggest some personalised verses to go inside greetings card for sending to famous people on special occasions. Willie, you start, please.
Oh, Betty Boothroyd, now your speaker. No more talk of the weaker sex. And if they ignore your order, simply break the bastard's neck.
Graham.
To Julius Caesar on the Ides of March. May we remind you, we're all behind you.
I've got a slightly out-of-date card here. It's to Mark Thatcher taking his driving test. It just says, get lost. Jeremy Beadle's first night of a new series of Beadles about, and that says, get lost. And Hannibal Lecter, dear Hannibal, the name's Jeremy Beadle, bon appetit.
Archduke Ferdinand, welcome to Sarajevo. Have a nice day.
Ted, for years you were persona non grata. You were viewed as a rotten egg. But now, Mr. Heath, you've a garter to snap around your podgy leg.
One for Gerald Kaufman. You really are a shooting star. Come out, wherever you are.
Mark wow. Thatcher, you're a baron. Wish your mother had been.
Okay, well, we're going on now to a delightful round called Sound Charades. If you've ever watched the TV programme Give Us a Clue, in which a selection of celebrities and Lionel Blair take it in turns to provide... a mime for the title of a well-known book, film, play or television programme, then please try and put it to the very back of your mind. The game we'll now play shares most of the details of standard charades, with the exception that in our version, panellists are permitted the use of their mouths. The first title, which Tim and Willie will have to guess, will now be displayed on the awesome satellite-linked mountain-cum-laser scoreboard that our organisers here in Brighton have so generously provided. Listeners without the advantage of this triumph of state-of-the-art technology will have to make do with the mystery voice, which is coming up now.
Die Hard. Die Hard.
Now then, is it a book or a film or what?
A film.
A film.
Is that all?
Yes.
How many words?
Two.
Two.
Right, get on with it.
What are they? Oh, right.
Jenkins.
Jenkins.
Jenkins. Gone but not forgotten.
He was a hard man.
Hard man, Jenkins.
Hardest man in the valley was Jenkins.
Barbed wire wife fronts, I tell you.
No thanks, I've just put one out.
He could open a bottle with a wink.
With a what?
A wink.
Oh, hard man he was.
Hard man he
was. Hardest man down the pit.
Joe.
He was hard, was Jenkins.
He was.
Right,
so it goes on like that.
Okay, off you go, Tim.
Sorry, how many words was it? I forgot.
Two.
In all the Jenkins references, it was Wob Woy.
No.
We misled into Wales. Was that relevant? No.
No. Wales is helpful.
Perfectly helpful and valid.
Pick the younger. No, that's... Cole Porter.
Die Hard.
It's your turn to guess now, Barry and Graham. And here's the scoreboard coming to show our audience here, and the mystery voice to tell you at home.
The Beggar's Opera. The Beggar's Opera.
Theatrical venture.
Does that mean play?
Filmed.
How many words?
Three.
Okay, off you go.
Starting now.
Have you got the price of a cup of tea then, Gov?
Lady and the Tramp.
Too many words, unfortunately.
Carmen.
To the Garden of Maud.
Carmen. Holy Rollers. No, it's only
three words, isn't it? Carmen.
It was all in one, really. What happened is more to the...
Something operatic.
Ah!
cosy fan tutti. No.
Keep your private life to yourself.
Listen, Colin's trying to help. He's playing Over the Hills and Far Away, but I can still hear him. Thanks,
tea,
Colin.
Tea.
That's the beggars,
tea.
Opera, isn't it?
The beggars.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the recruiting sergeant. Beggars opera.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now for a round which welcomes those short advertisements you see for forthcoming films. It's called Hello Trailer. Teams, I shall play in... I shall play in the soundtrack to a well-known motion picture, and I'd like you to provide the voiceover. Feel free to make any alterations to the title, cast, or anything else you consider necessary. Tim, yours is the theme to Star Wars.
Coming soon at a theatre near you, UPI presents Friday Night Shopping at Sainsbury's, featuring John Major as a whole new can of beans. This is the story of one man's journey to hell and back to the short stay car park. See Chuck Major journey through the fast lanes of fruit and veg. See him wrestle with the fiery temptresses of fancy cakes, groan with disappointments as Sainsbury's are clean out of soda bread. Cheer as John, for once in his life, chooses the fast checkout queue. Hell on Earth is Friday Night Shopping at Sainsbury's. This is a Tesco production.
Okay, Barry, your theme is the theme to The Good, the Bad and the Ugly.
The sound of Roger Whittaker heralds The Good, the Bad and the Ugly. Cliff Richard, Robert Maxwell and Andrew Lloyd Webber. Together again for the first time. Maxwell, the man with no claim. Cliff Richard, the man with no dame. Andrew Lloyd Webber, the man with no shame. Who were these three strangers who rode into a township and had a car boot sale? The Good, the Bad and the Ugly. In Noel's house party... this week.
Okay, you ready, Willie, are you ready now for the theme to Psycho?
Once in a lifetime, a bathroom explodes into greatness. That chilling sound is the siren of the 24-hour emergency plumber as he heads for the motel run by Norman Lamont, as in his eccentric mother, Dorothy Lamont. Played by Dorothy Perkins. Once again, all is not well in the shower. This film, a shattering indictment of the appalling standard of shower attachments in America, will not fail to make you reach for the ashtray for unnatural purposes. Just as you thought it was safe to crouch over the wash basin again, Psycho.
Right, finally, Graham, yours is the theme to 633 Squadron.
The fourth and final part of the Omen trilogy, 666 Squadron, starring Philip Schofield as Damien, Spawn of the Devil.
Hello.
Gregory Peck as Clara the Chicken. Thrill to Virginia Bottomley as Damien's mother, the interior decorator.
And here we'll have a lovely bowl of potpourri.
Shudder at Ian Paisley as the exorcist.
No potpourri!
Gasp! Gasp at the sight of John Prescott, MP, as the wise old professor.
You can call me an old professor, wise old, but what people, professor, wise old professor, but what people, socialism is want, is what people want is socialism, but so the 666 Squadron and at you near a cinema now.
Okay, well, now we're going to play a game that we quite often play. It's called Mornington Crescent. And this time, teams, as you'd expect, we'll be playing by the Brighton rules.
Does that... That's Lord Brighton's rules, is it?
Mr. Brighton's rules.
Oh, you need Brighton. well-known Chinese authoress.
Hove into sight.
Are you going to pretend you don't know the Brighton rules? Well, we've been through this over and over and over again.
If you could,
anyway, we'll leave you to the end so you get a chance to get your bearings. Start with you, Barry.
Queensgate.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody else doesn't know him. I think I know what he's doing, but it strikes me as very deeply wrong, quite frankly.
So what's new?
The Angel Islington.
Canary Wharf.
Yeah. Parliament Hill.
Watling Street.
Church Lane.
Oh, Fairlop.
I see. well, that's actually quite... Haverstock Hill.
Yeah, be careful now.
There's a man over there who thinks you're mad.
Bow Street.
What does he know?
Bow Street.
Chiswick High Road. Always a useful stopgap measure.
Chiswick High Road?
Yes!
Googe Street, yes.
Denmark Street.
Mornington Crescent.
Yeah.
Didn't see it at first.
Yeah. Could you just tell me what this is?
The lady in the front row knows the Brighton rules better than you do. It's time for another musical round now, and I use the term misadvisedly. Teams, I'd like you to sing a song of my choosing, paying heed to censor by means of a buzzer. Any words liable to offend the milky pink ears of Samantha?
It was ears, wasn't it?
Don't look all that milky pink from where I'm sitting. So, Barry and Graham, will you sing and censor As Time Goes By?
You must remember this. Is still a... is just a... The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers, they still say I, you, on that you can rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of and one of these, and man must have his that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and a case of do or. The world will always welcome as time goes by.
Fine, Tim and Willie, yours is Sally with the fringe on top.
What do you play? I don't know, nothing to do with that.
When I take you out tonight with me, honey, here's the way it's gonna be. You will behind a team of snow white horses in the slickest you ever see.
When do we start? Never know when to start. He doesn't.
Chicks and ducks and geese better. When I you out in the Surrey. When I you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. Watch that and see how it flutters when I them high step and strutters. Nosy pokes all through the shutters and the will pop them. I yellow the brown genuine lemon. You can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather.
too bright side. Winking and blinking ain't no finger. I'm a-thinking you can keep ya. If you're thinking that I need a tip swap, we're not shining in Surrey with the on the top.
We have a score. Barry and Graham, 52. Tim and Willie, 51. Or vice versa. Well, it's almost time now for Samantha and myself to nip off for another quick blow on the seafront. Let's hope it'll be a...
This is a trumpet expression, is it?
Before we go, however, I'll just ask the teams to announce the late arrivals at the hairdresser's ball. Graham, start them off, please.
There's Mr. and Mrs. Little off the top, and their son Chester Little off the top.
From Germany, inevitably, a group of bald-headed men, the hair lackers.
Two girls in the corner. I didn't know you had dandruff. No. But I have had Ed N shoulders.
And alopecia.
Alopecia, 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 alopecia.
There's Mr. and Mrs. Shop Quartet and their daughter Barbara Shop Quartet.
The caterers have produced some unusual food, rabbit burger or hair in a bun.
Oh, there's Trimbrook Taylor. Who's going to sing something simple? Mr. and Mrs. Sides. And their small son, Short Buchan.
Mr. and Mrs. Wright for the weekend, sir. And their son, Al Wright for the weekend.
Oh,
oh,
there's
rap.
Sorry.
Oh, dear, he's broken wind. No, that's a false alarm. A shampoo.
The late Maria Curlers.
And Carmen Rollers.
Oh, indeed. What a cabaret. Which we've never mentioned yet.
Cider Burns.
Cider?
Cider Burns. It's not a usual name. I mean, it's not a popular name. It won't be many.
It won't catch
All
on.
All right, then Tony Curtis.
Marcel Wave.
Quiff Rhys Jones. Oh, no, there's a streaker. In the snood.
Oh, I see. Yes.
I think I'll probably understand it on the repeat.
Linguist from Liverpool, he speaks Urdu. Hergé's Adventures of Tinting. That's an arrival.
Well, I hate to interrupt this flow of inspired invention. It's very nearly all for this week, I'm afraid. Join us again next week when we'll be in Oxford. In the meantime, from all of us, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden and Willie Rushton have been given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.